This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Geek Squad Customer Care, this is Cookie. How can I help you?
Hi, Cookie. My name is Natasha. I'm calling from XPO Customer Service. I have an order number for you.
Okay, what's the number?
762-177-80.
762-177-80.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wait.
Give me one moment.
Well, let me make sure. 762-177-80. Yes.
All right. I'm just waiting on FMS to pull up that order.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what would be the name and address on the order?
I can spell the first name for you. A-N-D-R-I. Mm-hmm. And the address is 6030 North Sheridan Road, apartment 308.
That's located in Chicago, Illinois?
Chicago, Illinois. Mm-hmm.
60660?
Yes.
Zip code?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Oh, it's a munch. Okay. So the technician did let the customer know that they were running, that team was running late, and the time frame was moved back to 4, between 4 and 5. So when he arrived, there were no, the building informed the customer that it was no availability for the truck to park. So the customer wanted the technician to park where they park, but it's too busy for the technician to, you know, move the appliances back and forth. So he's not able to complete the install. She's going to have to reschedule with another date so that, you know, they'll have the parking availability.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. I'm sure it was parking availability between 7 and 1.
Yep.
Mhm. Okay.
I
give the customer a call.
He was, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the customer's really upset.
I'm sure.
They
late. I mean, that's 5 hours late. I'll be upset, too.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they did call him and tell him that they were running behind with the previous on the previous appointment.
Mm-hmm.
But, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was some employees that were
mm-hmm.
Bombarding them, you know, at the truck. So he was kind of spooked. He was scared. So, yeah, it was just a lot.
What do you mean? They was, like, threatening him or something?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Truck?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because he couldn't find anywhere to park.
Correct.
Okay. And one moment, hold on.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi, yes, Cookie.
Yes. He said that they didn't even stay there 15 minutes time. They left, just was there 5 minutes and left. And I'm sure they would have to be there longer than that because they probably took that long to try to find a parking space. But he said when his brother came down to show him where to park, they were gone. It wasn't even 5 minutes, so I'm not even sure. But he spent a lot of money as far as having someone. He spent $250 to reserve the elevator and another $100 for someone to stay there, and the team showed up late.
Oh, wow.
So I would be upset, too.
Uh-huh.
All right. Here's your breeze code.
Okay.
283-158-472.
Okay, Cookie. Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a good one.
You're welcome. You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is extremely satisfied, how satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent? How satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent? How satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent?